you feeling guilty about something? Guilty.
So I'm going to say innocent.
I wouldn't do anything that I felt guilty about.
Guilty.
We need the Tim McGraw song, Let It Go. It's the perfect song for letting go of guilt. Yeah. It's not useful. Mm-hmm. I do agree with you on that, Miss Carolee Bouchon.
I'm going to keep on walking.
I'm going to hold my head up high. Perfect song. We're talking about guilt. It's Therapy Thursday. Carolee Bouchon, you can call her for therapy if you'd like.
At 303-333-1888 or go to my website. Last week when I said go to my website, people came in and got newsletters, signed up for my newsletter. Good. It's www.carolinesays.com.
All right, we were having a conversation with Amy who feels guilty about wanting to leave her marriage of 13 years.
Right.
And you and I were disagreeing a little. You said, sounds like it's over.
I said, go. You said, stay.
Amy?
My two-year-old at least learns.
You're right. And grows and gets better, right?
So does he shut?
Yeah.
He just shuts down and doesn't cooperate and thinks he's so cute and he can sweet talk you. How does it go down, Amy?
How does he keep you enabling him?
Well, part of it is that he is in a, I don't want to say a high-powered job, but he's got a job now where he travels.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's one of these, yes, I will do that. I will take care of that. I will do that. A month later, did you do that? No, I forgot. I was busy. I was at work. Well, here's a clue. So am I.
Right. You work too, right?
Full-time plus two. And yeah,
but he thinks it's all your job because he travels. I've had other couples in like this.
You know, he's a manager. Mm-hmm. I'm a manager. So, I mean, equivalent, kind of equivalent positions. I can't because he plays World of Warcraft, which is on his computer, which he needs for work.
So what would he have to do for you to want to stay, Amy?
I don't know. He would need to at least step it up and express some interest beyond the saying that he's interested. But actually,
you mean like participate?
Yeah. You know,
with the family, with you, or what? Make it a little more specific.
He's getting better about that. He's actually spending time with our son now, which he didn't for the first 2 years.
Okay.
But right now, there's no attraction there for me at all.
You don't feel attraction toward him.
Sounds like you've shut down completely.
Yeah, pretty much.
You have too much resentment at this point.
Well, and I don't know how to make it better.
Well, I can tell you, there's two parts to this. One is, if your resentment is so great, it has just been piling on and piling on to where you kind of don't like him anymore, it's probably too late and you should move on.
Totally disagree.
I know you do.
You know why? I'll tell
you
this.
No. Well, we're having a... You don't care?
I know. I'm just teasing.
Okay. I will...
She now feels guilty that you don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't. I just don't think it's a fair conversation.
When the attraction goes away, there's no reason to be with
my
that person.
My mother and father were married 38 years.
Mm-hmm. Mine 39 and then got a divorce.
At the 15-year mark, I, for the first time ever, because I did feel too guilty to say this out loud, said, oh, God, I'm so mad at my husband. I hate him.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom said, well, thank God you're finally married.
And you're finally having arguments.
Yeah, and
being
you're
real.
Finally being real.
Exactly.
I mean, at some point, not to say that you can't move on, it might be the right call, but... You got to give him a chance to not continue the cycle you've obviously both
worked
into.
But she has already told him that, correct, Amy?
Yeah, I just don't know how many chances do I give him.
Well, all I hear from her is nag.
I do
As
hear
a
nag.
Woman, I
Let
hear
me tell
naggy.
You how to,
I'm never going to make you happy.
I'm going to tell you how to do it in a non-naggy way. My only problem here is when I have a client, the first thing if they're wanting out, the first thing I want to know is, do you still love your husband?
I still care a lot about him. I don't want him hurt. I hate that I'll hurt him.
But you're not in love with him.
All right. Oh, the plot thickens.
Careless. Yes, I can give you much better advice. Not now?
Not now. We're going to get your advice and your thoughts
at
this time tomorrow.